How is your Saturday morning going, ladies and gentlemen? It is a very, very special Saturday morning for us here at Groovin' Radio. I have a pack-filled studio. Sir David Rodigan has arrived. Dynamic has arrived from all the way over there from the continent of Africa. Mr. Rodigan is from Europe, the UK, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Turner has now joined us for ER Report. Anthony, sit tight, relax for a moment. We are on a watch for the Supreme Court as the Supreme Court closes in on affirmative action. It is going to change education in these United States, Anthony Turner. And there's more ethics problem as we speak about the Supreme Court. What is happening at the country's high court, Anthony Turner? Justice Samuel Alito. Yes, he took fishing trips, Anthony, that was paid for, once again, by wealthy Republican donors. I said earlier on, the Republican Party has no ethics, Anthony. They're totally out of their mind. And then President Joe Biden, you know, he pissed off the Chinese president this week. You know that, Anthony? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Rasklim. I actually have my blinkers on. I'm not aware of anything happening outside of Groove in the Park. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I am a little bit tired, Anthony. Went to bed at 2 a.m. this morning. Got up at 4:45 a.m. I'm here. I have a Phil studio. You know, it's Grooving in the Park. Three years removed from the calendar, Anthony Turner, and we have two very special guests. I've been saying that there is a one-man wrecking crew from the UK, and there's a one-man wrecking crew from all the way over there from the continent of Africa. Say good morning to Mr. Rodigan, and say good morning to Dynamic Anthony.
Sir David Rodigan, MBEOD, coming all the way from the UK.
Hi, Anthony.
And from Africa. Dynamic, how you doing, sir? Good morning.
Blessings, man.
You know, as I welcome you both to Groovin' Radio, Mr. Rodigan is no stranger. In 2019, he sat, as a matter of fact, we can switch the seat around. He sat over here, Barry G was over there. Wow. And it was a very special occasion. And you know, Roddy, I am honored. I am honored to have this opportunity again to have you here at Groovin' Radio. I'm also honored. The team is honored to have you back at Groovin' in the Park. It is very special for us knowing what you have meant. You have meant for reggae music and what you have done for reggae music, and you continue to do for the culture of reggae music. We are honored and pleased, sir. Welcome.
Russ Clam, thank you very much. That's very kind and very generous of you to say so on my birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday again, sir. Yeah. Anthony, you know, you're celebrating the birthday today, huh? It's a very special
happy,
day.
Happy birthday, David.
Thank you, sir.
I know we feel special that you journeyed all the way from England to share it with us and to share it with the Groovin' listeners.
On his birthday, Anthony Turner, it shows you how he is committed, and he's not just committed to the reggae fans, he's committed to music, he's committed to the culture, and the commitment that he has shown to us here at Groovin' in the Park. On behalf of Christopher Roberts, our executive producer, and the entire team, we so much appreciate you, sir. And now, The young prince from the continent of Africa. Yeah. Anthony, this young man is an amazing young man. And, you know, we're going to talk to him in a moment, but I can tell you from what I've seen and what I've watched on him over the last year or so, Anthony Turner, he has really shown us that anytime a person like a David Rodigan decide to hang it up, we have someone who is committed just as much and probably even more than Anthony, because he's younger. He is young and filled with energy. So I'm telling you, welcome, Dynamic. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
No, as the youngster, you know, I have to talk to the elder first. You know that, right?
Of course.
The elder has to speak first.
Respect.
You know that.
Yeah, man, respect.
Respect is due to the elder.
Definitely.
You have no problem with that, right?
None at all.
Mr. Rodigan, reggae music. The impact that reggae music have had on the world. Talk to us about it. You have been around David Rodigan. Tell us about it.
Well, it's truly remarkable. Mm. You only have to sit down and scratch your head for a moment and realize the impact that it has had. Because in every single continent, in every country in the world, everyone in those respective countries knows about reggae. The music from other countries is not necessarily known about in other countries. So Italian music may not be known about in Australia, for example. But the one form of music, along with jazz and blues, which crosses all borders, mm-hmm. is the music from an island in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So it is quite remarkable to consider mm-hmm. that from those small recording studios in Western Kingston in the early 60s, from Federal to Dynamic and Tubby's and then Randy's and so on, and Harry J and Studio One and Treasurer, all the music made in those small studios by a honed group of musicians who were so skilled and so talented with these great vocalists has spread and been like a spell across the world, and it is deeply revered and loved. That's the impact that reggae music has made internationally, mm-hmm. and the music speaks for itself. You know, we could sit here all day, Ras Clem, mm-hmm. and we would never, ever get to the end of reggae's heritage indeed. In terms of the music that's been made and the anthems that have been recorded. So, phenomenal impact.
Indeed, indeed. You know, the last time you were here and you were sharing your story and your journey and you spoke about My Boy Lollipop, Millie Smalls, and how it attracted you to the music. And years later, Sir David Rodigan, you're still fully in love with reggae music and its culture, huh?
Absolutely. It won't leave me alone. It is a kind of fever, and there is no known antidote. Mm-hmm. Once you get the reggae fever, that's it. And there are many examples of people all over the world. Japan is an example. Name any country. Uh-huh. And you will find selectors, radio DJs, sound systems, uh-huh. where they've literally built their own sounds, they create their own dubs, they make their own music, mm-hmm. universally. So mm-hmm. it is truly a phenomena. And there's no explanation for it other mm-hmm. than the fact that this music strikes a chord in people's hearts mm-hmm. because it lifts people's souls, it gives people hope. Mm-hmm. The first time I met Dynamic was just recently mm-hmm. on a show in Bermuda, mm-hmm. and listening to him speak mm-hmm. about the impact that reggae had on him mm-hmm. as a young man in Africa mm-hmm. touched me deeply, because mm-hmm. it was the same for me, only I was a boy in a small village, a country bumpkin in the middle of Oxfordshire, England. I mean, wow. Was I the only guy in the village that liked ska? Yes, I was. I was the only guy in the village.
Wow. Wow. Now, as we switch to the youngster, Dynamic, what attracted you? You heard what attracted David Rodigan to reggae music. Millie Smalls' My Boy Lollipop. Mm. What attracted Dynamic to reggae music, huh?
Man, first of all, happy birthday, David.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you know, reggae just kind of healed me. Mm-hmm. And of course, my family and friends, mm-hmm. you know, growing up through tough times, mm-hmm. and when you listen to good lyrics, mm-hmm. it kind of gives you a sense of hope, you know? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I always look forward to listening to reggae because I felt like they were telling our story, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, it made me feel at home, you know? Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. And listening to the talents, you know, over the years, the cool rulers, you know, mm-hmm. the Alton Ellis's, you know, mm-hmm. How can you pass on that, man? Mm-hmm. You know, from the drum roll to the Dubois and everything, mm-hmm. you can't, you know, the drum and the bass make me one up my ways. You know, you can't pass on that. Mm-hmm. You know, once you are a lover of music, mm-hmm. reggae music, like he said, you know, mm-hmm. reggae music is in every corner of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in a refugee camp and we mm-hmm. literally had a tape, mm-hmm. you know, with Desmond Dekker, Israelites.
Wow.
That's one of my favorite songs, you
wow.
know.
Wow.
And
wow.
I would always listen to the bass tone on the song and mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. just, it was so amazing, the arrangement and everything.
You know, you both are from two different sides of the world, Europe, Africa, and you know, I Anthony, over the years we have done so many interviews, we've spoken to so many intellect here, and you mentioned something about you being in a refugee camp and yeah. having a tape of reggae music, Desmond Dekker. And when you think about Nelson Mandela, when you think about his years in prison and how he spent almost 30 years locked away,
yeah.
It was the sounds of reggae music, David Rodigan. It was the beating of drums.
Yeah.
That the Jamaican artists would have gone up above the prison and beating those drums.
Wow.
You know, Nelson Mandela did not even know what was Jamaica, where was Jamaica, if anything existed as Jamaica. And he made a profound statement that when he exited the prison, that Jamaica was going to be one of the
wow.
first place he would go. And yes, he did. You look at this little dot on the map, Jamaica. Yeah. You look at the impact that Jamaica have had on the world, whether it's through music, through education, to track and field, to sports. You look today, the first black woman to be seated in the White House as vice president has Jamaican roots. Yeah. And you look around the world and you see the influence of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And let's not be mindful that on the 23rd of June, I think it was like 1923, that Marcus Garvey was wrongfully sentenced here in New York. And I'm asking Attorney General Letitia James to free Garvey's name. Please, free up Garvey's name.
Definitely.
He was wrongfully convicted of mail fraud, one of the easiest things that you could have been convicted of. But if you look at Garvey's impact, a little boy from country, as Sir David Ruddigan said, a country bumpkin from St. Anne's, Jamaica.
Yeah.
And you look at the impact that he has had on the world, it is extremely, extremely powerful. But for you as a little boy, in a camp, a refugee camp, what was that like for you? And how did you end up there anyway?
Well, you know, refugee camp was our safe haven, you know, because during the Civil War, you know, that was the only place that we would actually find peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like you would sleep with one eye closed, you know, and one eye open, because it's like you don't know whether you're going to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear just gunshots out there, and you hear screaming and, you know, whatnot. But, you know, that was where we could do the resettlement process to come to these foreign countries, you know, where England will take a few people, the U.S. will take a few people, and and Australia, there's so many South Sudanese in Australia, you know. And, you know, that was the only place we could do the resettlement program. But it was tough, man. It was tough, like no food, you know, no nothing, and you play football on a hungry belly, and you know, and it was like different countries as well, you know, Somali, you know, South Sudanese and whatnot. And we would play games against each other and always ended up in fights, you know. But, you know, we had a friend of mine that had a like a three-string guitar, and it always just under the shade would just play, and we'll just come and hold a vibe, and we would read like newspapers that were like 10 years old, just trying to see if we could still remember how to read, you know. And we would like test each other, like, okay, how do you say this? Okay, you still remember how to read, you know, because like we were so determined that I've never seen a group of people that really were going through a lot but still had hope. And reggae music was a big part of that, you know. And once I got more and more into it, and I came to this side of the world, and I started listening to the great sounds and the Ruddigans, the Mighty Crowns, you know, all these big sounds, the Bass Odysseys. It really, I'm still learning today, because the first time I went to Jamaica, I felt like I was in a movie set. You know, because everything was just like, wow, did you hear what he just said to this guy? And I remember there was a bald headed guy at a gas station, and then this one lady said, "Oh, I go on Shinehead," and I'm like, "Oh, so that's what Shinehead means." So I know Shinehead the singer.
Yes.
Then I started doing my research. Oh, he had a bald head. So like all that stuff started making. I felt like a kid in a candy store, you know. And,
wow.
I didn't sleep that night, you know, and because I would have my ears, and you could hear sound system playing. And fun enough, it was in St. Anne's. And big up to Bass Odyssey. They were the first to take me there. But it was so amazing. And learning how sound system is actually like, it's a community thing that, you know, people make a living out of it. Yeah.
You know, we here at Groovin' Radio, we like quotes. And the mere fact that you were in a refugee camp, and you never gave up.
Never.
You never gave up. And one of the things that I always say here sometime closing out my program is, don't give up at halftime. Don't give up. Just concentrate on winning the second half.
Yeah.
And you have concentrated, and this is your second half.
Wow.
Because you're out of that refugee camp. Now, Sir David Ruddigan used to walk around the UK with a grip. You know what a grip is?
What is that?
Do you know what a grip is?
What is that?
That man has... Look at him. He has paid his dues.
Oh, most definitely.
He used to walk around the UK with a grip selling records.
Ooh.
So Roddy, you tell him where you're coming from in this business so youngsters like him could be seated where he's seated today. A little bit of the journey back then, David Ruddigan.
A desperate man will do desperate things in order to fill his belly. And a hungry man can be an angry man. But what I was doing was trying to enable myself to still buy the music, and it was as simple as this, at wholesale prices. It was the mid-70s. I didn't have a job, but I realized that I couldn't let this music go. So a friend of mine had a record shop in Deptford. I said to him, look, if you give me records that I can sell on the street as a vendor, I'll give you a percentage of it. He said, fine. So I filled my grip with these records in Deptford, and I would literally hitchhike sometimes, walk, take bus to go up to... A luxury was to take a bus from Victoria to Oxford. And because in Oxford was a large Jamaican community, and they'd meet me at the bus station. Behind the bus garage, I'd be selling records. I'd say, this is hot. If you don't like it, give it back next week. Yes. I was literally hustling on the street, a vendor. And then, 70s. Big time, I got myself a street market stall by the stadium where the dog track was. And that was open Sunday morning from 8 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon, and people come from Blues Dance to buy the records. And by 1976, I felt like a big-time entrepreneur, you know, with literally a stall in a marketplace. I then opened one in London. And I carried these records in a grip because that meant that I could get high on my own supply.
So earlier on, you heard us spoke about, David Rodigan and myself spoke about the Ring Rush and the Ring Rush generation 75 years ago, that ship arrived in the UK, Empire Wind Rush. Now, when they arrived, they had grips.
Wow.
They had grips. They didn't have suitcases. They had chunks and grips, okay? So it puts you now in a unique position to be sitting there and enjoying moments like these.
All dope it lovers, African style.
Oh, mad. That was a sing by
Mad.
Dope it broke loose again.
Yo. Folks like David Rodigan made this possible for you, Dynamic.
Boy. See the dope plate broke loose again.
Now, tomorrow, dope plates will be breaking loose inside Roy Wilkins Park. Question for you, the youngster. Mm. Look at that flyer there in front of you. Take a good look at that flyer. Mm. As we get ready for a joyride through Roy Wilkins Park tomorrow, as we get ready for a joyride around New York City, did you ever imagine in your wildest dream, Dynamic, that you will be here in New York City, seated next to Sir David Rodigan, on the same stage as Sir David Rodigan, in front of Mr. Rodigan, and in front of the New York City Tri-State listening audience and the world? What does that mean to a youngster like Dynamic?
Man, I can't. I get emotional, man, because it just shows you the power of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to listen to Rodigan, man. This is David Rodigan, you know? and I was just telling him about Charlie Chaplin has a song, and he talks about David Rodigan. For so long, I had no idea who David... Then I started... I said, oh, so this is the guy he's talking about, you know, on the radio. And it's, and looking at this flyer, and I'm looking at the greats... Lady Saw, Marion Hall, Charlie Wilson, and what really touches me is it's seeing that the South Sudan flag, you know, because my country is going through a lot right now, a lot, you know, and just seeing that on this flyer, you know, to me is such a big accomplishment, because I always say that, you know, we were not meant to make it out of our situation, you know, and this beautiful culture from Jamaica literally gave me a chance to tour the world and travel. You know, the first time I called my friends and I told them, hey, I'm playing with David Rodigan in Bermuda, they didn't believe me. Dynamic, stop playing. And then when they saw the flyer, they was, wow. Mm-hmm. And you know, it now I'm in New York again, and I spent about 2 hours speaking to David Rodigan and just learning experience, and it's so amazing because it's such a blessing that I could never ever forget, and I'm very grateful for this. I'm very thankful. To me, it's beyond Sound Clash. It's about pushing the culture forward. I want those young kids in Africa and in Europe to look at my story and be inspired, you know? You know, you can come out of nothing and become something. And, you know, Jamaicans saying, you know, Wiliko Batu Talawa, but that's for everybody, you know? Yeah, man.
You know, Sir David Rodigan has killed many sounds.
Very many.
He has buried many sounds. And I'm kind of sad to say that one of the sounds that he have buried is a very good friend of mine, Father Downbeat. Downbeat the Ruler. And he has buried Downbeat. Memories of Sir David Rodigan here in New York City. He's back. He's back.
Barrington Levy.
Going to be epic.
Yeah.
Sunday, June 25th.
What kind of sound are we playing with? Yeah. Killing a sound, it's very. Rodigan sound is the champion.
No, I am not going to give you any more. No, you're sitting next to the boss.
Yeah, man.
Are you worried? Are you worried?
You
because
have to.
When you hear a song like this.
The champion sound.
When you hear this.
Yeah.
No need to
yeah. Are you concerned?
He's the one that made me actually voice that dub.
Are you concerned?
Very concerned. This is David Rodigan, man. This ain't no fool selector, man.
No, Mr. Rodigan. Now, you're seated next to someone who you will eventually pass on the baton to.
Indeed.
What is it like for you to come back to New York City, Sir David Rodigan, come on a grooving stage, Bass Odyssey, Dynamic Sounds, and the sound that they're now touting, that when Mighty Crown officially hangs up their crown, Yardbeat Sound could be that sound coming out of Asia. What is it like for Sir David Rodigan to be on?
It is a joy. Why? Because I've been playing in New York since 1985, the first Clash ever did with Barry G, truly 21st century, pace setter on JBC Radio 1.
Indeed.
And we did the ballroom in the Brit. What was it? Not the in Brooklyn, and the skating rink, and it was absolutely packed, and that was December 1985. And having fun ever since. Why? Because the Jamaican audience, the New York reggae audience, knows the music, cares about the music, and therefore, as a selector, it is a joy to play. Remember, all selectors, real selectors, what they really love to do is share their love of something with like-minded souls.
Yeah.
So when you throw out the love, you get the love back. And Clash is something that is in a very much a part of Jamaican culture, because Barry G once said to me, Jamaicans love contests more than anything else. They'll bet on two crabs crossing the road to find out which crosses the road alive. You know, he said, so they love a contest. Jamaicans love a contest. So the element of competition, of course, is fun, it's healthy, and as long as it's done with joy and respect, it will be, and definitely will be, a lot of fun on Sunday afternoon in the park. I'll have to keep my guard up, because anything could happen. There could be some musical snipers in the dark, including my nemesis, Bass Odyssey.
Ooh.
My nemesis, Bass Odyssey.
Wow.
Who I've beaten in clashes, and boy, have they beaten me.
Wow.
And that's the great fun about it, that ultimately, regardless of who the selectors are, there's a heritage there in Bass Odyssey which has been handed down, and we all play our part, and we move on, and we hand it to like-minded souls.
Wow. You know, this young man here, you know, sometimes he gets out of hand, and He got out of hand on Rebel Salute, and I saw your friend yesterday, Jack Scarpio. Yeah. He finally surfaced. I saw him. Anthony, I saw Jack Scarpio yesterday, and Dynamic buried him at Rebel Salute. And this past January, when we saw Jack Scarpio behind the stage at Rebel Salute, the first question I asked him, are you afraid of coming up front because Dynamics is out there?
Anyway, David, I mean, you've spoken about a lot, and for almost 40 years, right, you've been a top broadcaster. You've had clashes against Barry G. You've done all these great things in England. You're here in New York for this continental, four-continent sound system showcase. I sent you a video earlier this week. It was a clash you had with Ricky Trooper. The year was 1997. And this was a very special event. Ricky Trooper brought along Super Cat as, you know, to help support what they did. And what you did at that dance, you played a song, a Super Cat dub play, that you even told Ricky Trooper you cannot play this particular dub play. Talk to us about that occasion, because I think you're saying it's the first you've seen it since you've never seen it.
Absolutely, yeah, no, I haven't. And that's the great thing. It's the Great Kilimanjaro, Ricky Trooper, 97, Long Island, Strong Island. And it was an incredible night. And I thought the night would never end. It's the longest clash I've ever done.
Wow.
And it's one of those, again, Anthony, sometimes things happen for a reason. You don't know why. A moment comes, you come across a moment and you realize, what am I going to do in this moment? I mean, obviously, when Super Cat is representing Kilimanjaro in the scene, in the party, what am I going to do about that? And of course, Super Cat is a dear friend. And what he says about me was really touched me live and direct that night when he put his arm around me and, you know, said, we love what you do. We respect you. We love you like flour loves dumpling. and I realized that I had to draw that dub against Ricky Trooper because this is a clash, and it's not for the faint-hearted. You know, you have to move on the moment when you can, and I did, and it got the forward. It was an incredible forward, and of course, Super Guy himself was just stood there laughing and loving the moment. It was a very special moment, it really was.
Indeed. You know, gentlemen, when you look at the lineup for tomorrow, Uncle Charlie Wilson, who closes Grooving in the Park. 50 years he's celebrating this year in music. He has been nominated 13 times for a Grammy. 13 number one singles, Anthony Turner. He's the man who closes Grooving in the Park. Then you look at Taurus Riley and the Black Soil Band, led by Mr. Dean Fraser. They're coming in to do 60 minutes on Grooving in the Park. Minister Marion Hall, who was born in St. Mary, Jamaica, converted into Lady Saw, the queen of the dance hall. Who shows tomorrow, Anthony Turner? Is it Marion Hall or is it Lady Saw? First female to win a Reggae Grammy. The 90s. The 90s was a very special time for reggae music and dancehall music. And the Timeless 90s segment, which is going to feature Frisco Kid. Yes, Frisco Kid will be on the Timeless 90s along with Wayne Wonder and Baby Sham.
Wow.
The man who says, we get the ting now, them out of luck now, Squeeze 7 and the wall of them a duck now. Anthony, should I say any more? Because we also have this special segment, 90 minutes, and I think it's going to be hosted by Pretty Boy Floyd. He's going to be hosting this segment, Anthony. As I welcome Pretty Boy Floyd to town, I welcome Jenny Jen to town. I got to welcome those people, Anthony, because they're all a part, an integral part of Grooving in the Park. How special do you think tomorrow is going to be, Anthony Turner?
Well, I think it's going to be epic. I mean, this is a very different Grooving than we've had over the past years. And this four-continent sound system showcase, is gonna, I tell you, people are gonna leave feeling that, boy, they got more than their money's worth. And the thing I like about Dynamic, I mean, I first saw him live at Rebel Salute when he killed, I think it was 2 years ago.
Anthony, hold on, it's not a joke. He buried it. Jack Scarpa is my friend, you know. He's my friend. And he's coming tomorrow. He is coming as a sound man and as a special guest of Grooving Radio and Grooving in the Park. Because Sir Tommy, who's celebrating 50 years as a New York City sound man, he's coming as one of our guests to witness what is going to happen on stage. So go back to when you meet Dynamic.
I want to ask these guys a question, Lewis, and it's a critical question, because it's not every person coming to Grooving in the Park understands the whole sound system culture. Mm-hmm. I want both of you guys to tell me, if you're going to speak specifically to those people who really going to see this showcase for the first time, can you tell them why it's critically important that they buy a ticket and come to Grooving in the Park tomorrow to see this four-continent sound system showcase?
Well, if they've never been familiar, if they're not familiar with sound system culture, they're going to discover something that's very special and quite unique. And it really is. It started in Jamaica in the 50s and early 60s, and it's grown all over the world. So if people are not familiar with sound system culture and clash culture, come along. You are going to have a lot of fun. It will be very entertaining. It's only 90 minutes. There are four sounds to play. So we can't dwell too long on the history of it. We can touch bases with you know, and mention things that are important to it. But we can't. It's not a school lesson. It's a clash, but it's a friendly sound system exhibition. Yeah. It's a reflection on how music is played within the context of a clash. So it's going to be very, very exciting and very entertaining. And there'll be some special speeches and some big dubs.
Yeah. Dynamic. Same question.
Well, he said it all, man. I think sound system culture is definitely the backbone of reggae. Mm-hmm. And I can't say more than that. Just come out and enjoy yourself and come and witness entertainment at the top level. Mm-hmm. Different big sounds from all over the world.
All right. Don't let him set you up, you know. Don't let him set you up, you know. He has a way to set you up, you know. All right?
Hey! Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Here we go.
Running guns and driver. Don't stop at all. Thomas Harris gonna roll the Albemarle. Driver, I'm in set out here edge. Collect this little food from over the Maple. So driver, just remember spend limit. And if you're running this ventures, well, that is it. With my next cell phone, my 1-2-1-trip. Any problem, you can reach me upon this. I put some way on my when I don't sit on a ship. Hey, like grass, I'm brown like chocolate. FedEx and UPS, I'll make several trips. Who they be life savings, I'm right on this. Running gonna kill something, now you mount him up a spliff. And chain can give up me, set down on a spliff. Instead of them, everyone, I'll make your yacht a blip. Even though we compress and tie down in a plastic, you don't deliver it, I go in a plastic.
Finally, the herbs come around. The great radical now look for him, stock it by the pound, yeah. Sweet sensei, I come around. He might take a lick of jar and pass it around. So, finally, the herbs come around.
The
great radical now look for him, stock it by the pound, yeah. When Babylon I come around, ask them what the mark was set for, hey.
4,000 years of slavery.
Where did you get this from?
We need repatriation.
Where did you get this? This is one of my favorite dubs. This is a special dub. Oh my God.
No, you're asking where we get it from.
This
is
from?
This is Grooving Radio.
That is a rare dub. I only play that on very special occasions.
This is Grooving Radio, sir. No, I have to give kudos to a country friend of mine. He was born across the pond over there in England. He was born Roy Walters. His name is DJ Roy. And I tell you guys, don't leave your computer careless, because I'll find it. I'll find it. We're going to Africa now.
Don't play no clues again. They're my name, little friend. Boy,
see that
the plate broke loose again. Killing a sound, why even with the little friend them? Why, oi, say, see that dynamic broke loose again. Poison in a sound, why even with them little friend them?
So,
boy, sound boy, you know, is a cunning little fox. When I catch that fox, you have a lock it in a box. Lock it in the box, I'm in the hole with the key. We have the most part of the Caribbean Sea. Cause he that complete broke loose.
Oh, yeah, listen.
Dynamic sound is better than our sound.
It's here,
if anyone should ask you who's dynamics, tell them my sound true. Forever killing short pants
sound and then fool.
Dynamics kill throughout the world.
Hey.
Follow the dance of fans and people.
All I know, call your friends. Call your friends.
I know Vascore. I know
Dynamics know what's going on.
Hey, I know Vasco. A sound boy knows. Dynamics know what's going on.
They surely do.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah.
Yo, a dynamic sound.
Yes, Lion News. Sound a god dead in a sound clash. The African sound just killed that. Put on a dub in a dub back.
Now, behave yourself, Dynamics. Behave yourself, Dynamics. Where you get this? Where you get this junior gang from? How you got this junior gang?
Man, it's a blessing, man. It's a long story, but you know, thank God for the Irish and Chin family.
Yeah.
On the Jamrock cruise. And we just made the link from up there.
Yeah,
man.
But Dynamic, I want to take you back to Jamaica in January. Because the Usain Bolt SSS scandal was on the lips of everybody.
Yeah.
And then you, the way how you set up that dub plate. First of all, where you got that dub plate, that Usain Bolt dub plate? Because you told the world where Usain Bolt money was. Who stole Usain Bolt money?
So the situation is where the biggest story was, you know, Usain Bolt money was missing, and I think that is the beauty of Sound Clash. We take certain topics and try to, you know, make some humor out of it, you know, and the artist is called Bada General, you know, used to be the selector for a sound called Mad Squad, you know, very good friend of mine, and you know, he's doing his artist thing now, and I call him, I give him an idea, I say, hey, listen, man, let's do a custom and say whoever I'm going to compete against is the one that stole Usain Bolt money. So nobody expected that, because I don't think they knew that I knew about the situation, but when I dropped it was just amazing.
How involved, and this question goes for both of you, how involved are you guys into creating doublets? Writing dub plates? Do you write your own dub plates? How involved you get Sir David Rodigan?
Well, in the beginning, I wrote the lyrics for all my dub plates.
Wow.
Because it was a very new phenomenon. It just started happening, and most of the artists didn't know how to do it because they'd never been asked to do it. So I wrote them for Gregory Isaacs, Love Is Overdue. You listen to my dub, you hear him, the door slamming as he goes to voice it in his studio in the back of his garden, and he's got the lyrics in his hand. So I used to write the lyrics as you had to. And then, of course, when it became a phenomenon, an artist realized, oh, we can actually earn a living from this, because a lot of artists were not earning a living per se, because record sales were diminishing. So then they started to write their own lyrics, and then there became a customized format that could be used for customized for a special event or a generic dub. So yes, I used to write my lyrics, and in later years it was no longer as necessary, because the artist knew exactly what was required. But at the beginning, some artists were really going, what? it was something quite different, because it only started in the late 80s.
Right.
Wow.
How involved are you, Dynamic?
Well, you know, people like Sir Rodigan made our job very easy. Now, you know, the artists, as soon as they release a song, they already have the Sound Clash lyrics. I mean, it's also nice here and there to put your lyrics, but, you know, yeah, they've made our job much more easy, and that's why we always got to be thankful for our elders that made it easy.
The Dynamic. Yeah. What you have in your hat for tomorrow? I know that you're gonna you have something in your hat you're gonna unleash.
Radigan is here, you know, so I have to keep it as a secret, you know. But definitely entertainment, man. I think the real winners are gonna be the crowd,
yeah.
The fans that are coming to see this, because a good majority of them is going to be their first time, mm-hmm. you know, witnessing it, and we have to make sure that we give them a good show,
mm-hmm.
you know. At the end mm-hmm. of the day, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter who wins as long as the crowd is entertained.
It but, doesn't matter at all. I must endorse that.
Yeah. Well, here I'm messing out dynamic. Mm-hmm. Last week on stage TV, last Saturday, almost a week to be exact, you and Bass Odyssey did a mock, you know, presentation.
Yeah.
And you ended up walking away with a Jamaican girl. So you're taking her back to Africa.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was just to, I think the industry is growing. You know, and there's a lot more people that were curious about it, and mm-hmm. we have to make sure we kind of reintroduce the Clash to them and make them feel more comfortable to mm-hmm. it, you mm-hmm. know, because it's about growing at the end of the day.
Mm. The computers are going to take over in about 4 minutes, but I want to close out this interview this Saturday morning with both you gentlemen on work ethics, and I must say this, Anthony, dynamic.
Oh.
Your work ethics is unbelievable. Sir David Rodigan, your work ethics is amazing. And you know, I hope, and because we here at Groovin' Radio, we tend to teach. We want folks to, youngsters who are coming up in the business, to research David Rodigan. Youngsters, yes, he's a young man, but research Dynamic Sound. And look at what these two gentlemen has done. But every time the phone rings, Anthony Turner, it is Saturday morning, and David Rodigan is here, Dynamics is here. And I must say the same thing about Yardbeat, because when I first spoke to Mitch and I said, Mitch, I would love for you to be on Groovin' Radio tomorrow morning, he says, what is the address? I sent him the address, and within 60 seconds, he sent me back a photo of the building with the WVOX and WVIP sign and says, this is the place. Mm. And I said, try and be here just around 10:15. You go on 10:30. At 9:45, he was sitting right outside his window. That is what people needs to understand, Sir David Rodigan. It's not a joke. This is your job. This is your career. And you have decided to do it. You're in this now for way over 40 years. I remember as a little boy.
Yes, sir.
As a little boy, my brother, who's not doing well, worked at JVC with Barry G. And I started listening to Barry G on radio. And I remember when you first came to Jamaica, it was amazing to have David Rodigan in Jamaica on a radio station doing a Clash. And we have followed you all these years, Sir David Rodigan, and you're still the same devoted individual from then to now. Folks need to understand what this is about. And you have such a love for the music, such a love for the culture. And I see the same thing in you. I commend you both.
Respect.
When we come back, want to talk about your work ethics and rewrap. This is Groovin' Radio. We're getting ready for a joyride, ladies and gentlemen. Get your tickets now. It is going to be a very special event tomorrow inside Roy Wilkins Park. Hey! No, Yardbeat is coming in up. Bass Odyssey is coming in up. I want them to know that, you know.
Lion tells them, say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the Yardbeat soon. I and I start recruit, so that's with the Yardbeat army. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the.
It is showtime. It is showtime. It is Saturday, June 24th, the birthday of Sir David Rodigan. And he's celebrating it here in New York City. He's celebrating it on Groovin' Radio. He is heading to Groovin' in the Park. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss it. He is live in the studios. Anthony Turner, our writer, our entertainment reporter, he is on the line. The young and talented Dynamic Sounds all the way from the continent of Africa. He is in the building also. But Anthony Turner, as I welcome you back, I have to say birthday greetings not only going out to Sir David Rodigan, the legendary producer, Dookie Simpson from Black Huru fame.
Oh, wow.
He's celebrating a birthday today, Anthony Turner. So we say happy birthday to Mr. Derek Dookie Simpson. As we welcome you both back to Groovin' Radio, as we wrap up our presentation this Saturday morning, we have about 20 minutes to get out of here and make room for the next presentation. Before we took the break, Anthony, we're talking about work ethics.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir David Rodigan, how did you develop the work ethics that you have? How did it happen?
Well, I was trained as an actor, and my father was in the British military.
Mm-hmm.
After the war, he stayed in Germany. I was born in a British military hospital in Germany. So when you're coming from a military background, you know about ethics and being on time and being smart, you know, all the things that go with that. But when you're trained as an actor, you also have to learn that you cannot be late. You must always be on time. You must always be early, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that failure to prepare is to prepare for failure. So those things were grilled up in, I grew up being taught that, you respect your elders, you turn up on time, you do the work you're supposed to do, you don't fall behind, you just stray on course and take one day at a time and do your very best. That's all can be asked of you, and you don't let people down.
Mm-hmm.
So basic work ethics that apply to anything in life, whether it's music business or whatever business it is,
mm-hmm.
whatever profession you're in, it is professional to be respectful and to be on time, mm-hmm. and to get your work done. And my father used to say, failure to prepare is to prepare for failure. So
mm-hmm.
I always prepared myself for whatever was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you don't really know what's coming down the track.
Mm-hmm.
In a clash, you can make preparations, you can have a game plan,
mm-hmm.
and it can all spin on a sixpence, and 10 minutes later, you're on another world altogether in terms of
mm-hmm.
what's coming at you, and you're ducking and you're diving. But
mm-hmm.
you said, interestingly, Rasktem, earlier on in the show, something I never heard before, don't give up at half time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there have been times in clashes where I've literally,
mm-hmm.
I've had the wind punched out of me musically. I'm like on the ropes. I'm thinking, what else have I got? How can I possibly bounce back off this?
Mm-hmm.
But on more than one occasion, I've realized that I really can bounce back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember once in a clash in Europe, my agent Ricky McKay, the sort of near the end of the clash, it wasn't going my way at all,
mm-hmm.
and he just walked. He's a Jamaican. He walked up and he stood over me. He said, "I hit that." And I said, "What?" He said, "I hit that.
Uh-huh.
You're done." I
uh-huh.
said, "No." And he said, "You can't done, man. Go and do what you have to do." So I bounced back. Yeah.
Yeah, Rasklim, just to put it in context so people understand what we're talking about, is that we have, we're in the show business, and sometimes just to get things done, I mean, people don't realize that it's their job. If you hire somebody to do something, then
mm-hmm.
there's a certain expectation. When David landed in New York, the first thing he said, "Anthony, I'm here. When is my pickup time for the interviews this morning?"
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to Dynamic over the past 2 weeks a few times, and I said, "Dynamic, we may be calling on you." He said, "Anytime, I'm ready." That's
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. So when these guys have success,
mm-hmm.
it really is not just, it didn't come by coincidence. It
mm-hmm.
comes by really
mm-hmm.
planning, working hard, being available and doing what you have to do. So
mm-hmm.
don't envy them
mm-hmm.
when you see the success that they've achieved.
The work ethics, Dynamic, as a young man, you're coming from a refugee camp. Obviously, there were some struggles in your life, and thank God you have overcome them. How did you develop the work ethics you now have?
Huh? I was just trying to survive, I was living on survival mode, and
mm-hmm.
and as much as I'm here, I kind of still feel guilty. I feel like I escaped because
mm-hmm.
some of my immediate cousins are still back home going
mm-hmm.
through it.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's
mm-hmm.
And but you have to stop asking me these questions after Rodigan, because he explains everything so nicely. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But you know, it definitely I'm always hungry, you know, and I'm a student of this, and I was just telling him about a clash that he had that he don't even remember. Mm-hmm. You know, with him Stone Love. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him the songs he played. It was like, really? You know, yeah, I'm always learning, and I know I can be 10 times better than who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to growing in the industry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you know, I really appreciate it. I really love the work ethics. I really love how you guys are committed to what you do. I am committed to a certain degree that sometime I get beaten up at home, because for me to be here on a Saturday morning, and I the program starts at 9 a.m. I'm here at 6 a.m. I am here at 6 a.m. making my final preparation. Yeah. And you know, I also have a full-time job with the government, with the state of New York, and I am committed to it. And I, you know, if they say we should be there for 16 hours, we're there for 16 hours. And you know, I want youngsters to understand, Anthony, that when they see the end result, you know, they should understand that, as Chronic says, success does not come overnight.
Yeah.
You have to pay your dues.
Definitely.
And I think you guys have, you know, Rodigan has certainly paid his dues. And from what I see with you, you are paying your dues. And you're going to leave an imprint. Because remember this. There's two very important dates in your life. The day you were born and the day you die. But it's what you did in between.
Wow.
That dash in between the day you were born and the day you died, that's what people is going to remember you for. Be mindful how you treat people.
Yeah.
Be mindful how you make others feel. And I think you guys are leaving a footprint that is going to be here for a long time. Certainly yours, Sir David Rodigan. And on your birthday, I must profess this today, that the footprint that you have planted in the sand, it's on solid ground. It's on solid ground, Sir David Rodigan. And you're teaching this young man something very, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clem.
Thank you both very, very much for being a part of this presentation. Tomorrow, it is going to be extremely special. I'm happy that you were able to tread along with the youngsters, them, bring them up here this morning. Big up to the Soundchat family. Hope to see Chin and the team in the park tomorrow. Yeah. And I got to say a big thank you now to the Irie Jam family, Anthony Turner, DJ Roy.
Absolutely.
And DJ Roy is not my friend. Let me make this clear. He is my brother from another mother. Mm-hmm. And then a friendship thing. A family thing.
Yeah.
Roy is my brother, and he has stepped up his game, Anthony Turner. Mm. And certainly what he has done also in the music business. Do you understand that Rode International is celebrating 40 years?
Wow.
40 years this year?
Wow.
So again, you know, Anthony, there's so much that we can share this Saturday morning, but it's a grooving Saturday morning. David Rodigan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Russell.
Young Dynamics, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brethren. See you guys later on today. Yes, sir. Anything else before you go?
Oh, no. Thank you very
thank
much.
You thank so you so much, sir. See you later on, right, Sir David Rodigan. Right, Anthony Turner, we're going to wrap this presentation this morning as they make their way back to Fun City, Queens. This is Groovin' Radio, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ras Clem. We have to give a little back to charity this morning, Anthony Turner, before we wrap up the presentation. And let me say, the St. Andrew Technical Alumni Association, this is my charity corner. The St. Andrew Technical Alumni Association, they're getting ready for their family Monday, Anthony Turner, Saturday, July 8th, inside the Eisenhower Park. You don't want to miss it. The Davis, the LJD Davis Family Foundation, they're getting ready for their all-white cruise. Dr. Butner and the team, please support that one. Please call Dr. Butner at 718-810-2553. Your people, them, Anthony Turner, the Westmoreland people, them, the Manning Spa Student Association, July 16th. You should go, Anthony. They're having a Westmoreland Family Family Fun Day and Barbecue inside Hempstead Lake State Park. You don't want to miss that one, folks. Meadowbrook High School Past Student Association, they're heading to Jamaica to celebrate an homecoming week. Meadowbrook High School is celebrating 65 years, ladies and gentlemen. Last but not least, no, this is not last. I can't say that. Great minds are made in the Caribbean, Anthony Turner. The American Foundation for the University of the West Indies, they're celebrating Great Minds Are Made in the Caribbean. Keynote speaker will be Percival Patterson. Takes place on Friday, June 30th, 116 East 55th Street. And then we close out the summer, Anthony, with the Jamaica Independence Gala, the official gala, taking place on Saturday, August 19th. Charity, we're giving back, Anthony. What else you have to say?
Yes, so tomorrow, everything is looking good. I spoke to the weatherman. He assured me that all will be well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm imploring everybody, get out early, gates open at noon. As you said, the first performer hit the stage at what time, Rasklim?
1 p.m., Anthony. 1 p.m., the first performer will be on stage as we get ready for a joyride, huh?
Absolutely. And the first two performers... Just tell it, folks.
International Woman in Reggae Music and Steel. International Woman in Reggae Music and Steel.
And who will close Grooving in the Park 2023?
Uncle Charlie Wilson closes Grooving in the
Park. And the last question, Russ Clem. For those people who have been under a rock and they don't know where to get their tickets.
The Door Restaurant, VP Records, the Smokehouse Restaurant, All Jamaican Nationals. Then you could go eventbrite.com. I'm not sure if it's too late for that to get your tickets over there at eventbrite.com, but I want them to go there and get their ticket. Hang on 1 second, Anthony. Hang on.
It's here. It's here. The annual Groovin' in the Park. North America's most anticipated reggae, rhythm, and blues concert. Park featuring
to their mummies. Some want me back up and come over with my luggage. The ride won't be smooth, it will be rugged. My loving attitude extremely cold-blooded. If you want to ride, make sure you can manage. My daily menu is some peanut porridge. What's left to do is to do some damage.
Taking a ride.
Now, Anthony Turner, this Saturday morning, I would like to end in extending a warm thank you. And let me start with the program that follows this program, the Wake Up Radio team. Thank you guys for all you do. Irie Jam celebrating 30 years on radio. They have come on board, Anthony Turner, and they have gone above and beyond in helping us to get to this stage in 2023. And I say this without any apology, that Roy Walters, a.k.a. DJ Roy, what he has done for this year's Grooving in the Park, Anthony, we could not put a money value on it. So, Roy, I thank you so much. And the entire Irie Jam team, thank you guys so much. Killer Boo, Mr. Corporate, Anthony Turner, that young man is coming into his own. And I must say this, I see a difference in Mr. Corporate, because as a man who selects sound system, Anthony Turner, that's not the Mr. Corporate that you hear on radio. He is extremely professional, Anthony Turner. He has grown into it. So thank you guys over there at Irie Jam. Link Up comes on at 6 p.m. Haven't seen or heard from Squeeze in a while. Hope he's fine, Anthony. At 8 p.m., the Soundchat family comes in. And you know, Chin and the team manages Dynamic Sounds. So we're open to see the entire team in the park tomorrow. Gotta say thanks to Tiesto, Junior Jawawa, Blake, Bobby Channel, One and the Culture Jam family, Reggae King Radio. They have gone above and beyond. Not only that, they carry Grooving Radio on their station, Anthony. They have done so much for us. The outside world, like Future FM, Red Hot Radio, and those radio folks here. I'm staying here in the tri-state area. Everyone here on 93.5 who has actually taken up the baton, taken up the challenge. Earlier on this year, I asked when we announced Grooving in the Park, who's going to be on board with us. Some came on more than some, but we thank every single person who have made an effort in helping us get to this next level. The newspaper folks, Anthony Turner, the social media folks, for all those who tweets and do whatever you do, thank you so much. On behalf of the entire team at Grooving in the Park, we extend a warm thank you. Last but not least, Anthony Turner, we want to say to our three presenting sponsors, starting with the Door Restaurant. Without the Door Restaurant, there would never be a Grooving in the Park. So we say thanks to Christopher Roberts, Joan Lewis, for taking that risk, taking that challenge, Anthony Turner, to present Grooving in the Park. The Door Restaurant is our number one presenting sponsors. This year, Uber Eats have come on board. And Uber Eats, we thank you so much for joining the Grooving in the Park team. Colgate, Anthony Turner. Gotta say thanks to Colgate. Colgate is in over 250 countries in the world. Colgate is probably that company that people know more than any other company worldwide, Anthony Turner. Grace Foods celebrating 101 years, Anthony Turner. We thank them so much. The Resort World Casino and Hotel, they have come on board. The Smokehouse Restaurant, the Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica JN Money, Anthony Turner. Winford Williams and his team over there on stage. Kingston Corner Shop, www.kingstoncornershop.com. You can buy our bun and cheese over there, Anthony Turner.
Wow.
Grooving Radio, Anthony Turner. Did we pay to be a sponsor? I think we paid more than anybody else. I'm not lying, Anthony. Yeah. The investment that I've made in this program, if they had to pay me to advertise Grooving in the Park, they could not afford it, Anthony. Way off us, Anthony.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And there are tons of other media folks. I mean, you mentioned some of the other stations here on the 93.5 platform. I mean, even working behind the scenes, the Janice Julians, the Bobby Clark, Louis Grant, the Conor Allison, and a lot of folks work behind the scenes to make this thing happen. So we really appreciate what you've done. Street Time Newspaper, The Gleaner, the Jamaica Observer, Eric Commercial. Is running on IRA FM in Jamaica. People are calling us. Can we get tickets in Jamaica?
I'm telling
so
you.
It's a global movement and an experience. And people are coming from probably all of the states in the U.S. Lots of folks coming from Canada because of Steel. He's bringing a whole entourage. I know people are coming from. We just need to get a plane now to Africa.
Yeah.
For the next Groove in the Park. So we can know our lineup. Dynamics.
But you know, Anthony, you mentioned Bobby Clark. Irish Jam is celebrating 30 years on radio, right? Mm. And Bobby don't like when I say this, you know. But you know, when Bobby was growing up, he couldn't come out of the yard, right? So I think Bobby Clark is all grown up now. He can come out of the yard. He must celebrate 30 years from radio. Louis Grant and the team, we say thank you guys.
Well,
so
you know,
much.
Bobby is one of the best table tennis players, at least back in the day.
Best
tennis player, even though I beat him a couple of times, still.
All right. Could he beat our good friend Jones? Jones from St. Andrew Technical, who went to the 1984 Olympics, huh? So as an Excelsior man and a stats man, my stats brethren, Jones, yeah, man, Jones was a badass tennis player in Jamaica. Excuse my language. On behalf of all of us here, the Bullseye Marketing and Promotional Team, Anthony Turner, Andrew Bullins and the team, we thank them so much for what they do behind the scenes. We will continue our thank you. We're all in, ladies and gentlemen. We are all in. It is Saturday, June 24th. Almost every single act is in town, ladies and gentlemen. You saw her post yesterday. Marion All have landed. Taurus Riley has landed. Anthony Turner. Mm-hmm. Dean Fraser and the band is here. You just heard from Sir David Rodigan and Dynamics. Yardbeat is here. Bass Odyssey is here, Anthony Turner. We're just closing in. We can't turn back now. We're closing in. We cannot turn back now. And earlier on this morning, I played a song from Lady Saw, Anthony Turner. Brand new music from Marion All. I'll see if I can squeeze just about 3 more minutes out of this song as we say a word of prayer. Tomorrow evening, ladies and gentlemen, without the Almighty God, it would not be possible. So come on out. Gates open at 12. I'll play a piece of this Marion All song, and then we rap. My mind is made up.
Jesus said that if anyone forsake house, brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land for his name's sake, they will receive 100-fold and also inherit eternal life. And that's what I want. That is why my mind is made up to follow you, Jesus.
No turning back.
My mind is made up. I'll never turn back. My mind is made up to follow you, Jesus. My mind is made up. I'll never turn back. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels or principalities, no height nor depths, human being and them foolishness.
My mind is made up.
No powers.
There's no turning back now.
Following my king. You see, my mind is made up to follow you, Jesus. My mind is so made up, I'll never turn back.
And you know, Anthony Turner, we have a very small team at Groovin' in the Park. And I must say, on behalf of the executive producer, Mr. Christopher Roberts, on behalf of Joan Lewis, Andrew Bullins, Iras Clem, Anne-Marie Grant, Diddy, close associates Anthony Turner, all the volunteers, yourself Anthony Turner, and the Images LLC team, we are able to pull this thing together to present the official 10th anniversary Groovin' in the Park. If I didn't mention your name, didn't mean that you're not a part of the team. And you know, Anthony Turner, Fidel Castro once says, if he had to do it all over again, he would do it with 15 people who are committed. And that is why the team is so small at Groovin', you know. Because we have people who are committed, committed to the cause. And the cause will be on stage inside Roy Wilkins Park tomorrow evening. I will be live in the park tomorrow. Wake Up Radio team is up next. All the media folks, you can get your accreditation. Yes, you can get your accreditation on Merck Boulevard tomorrow. Yes, I think some folks can get them today, right, Anthony?
Yeah, we're trying to work through that to get to talk to as many people today as possible.
But if you didn't get your passes today, you come tomorrow, Merck Boulevard, a media tent will be there, your accreditation will be there. Peace, love, and blessings. My name is Rasklin. Thank you all so much. My mind is made up, and there's no turning back. Now, this is Groovin' Radio. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Some are losing, we are Rasklin, we root them, not turning back. Van the real youth them, and all who are church. We mute them, them not smoke, them not sick, them not have pink eye, but them yeah in red. Yeah, man, Rasklin, we're better than everything. All stead, man.